classroom pledge of the week is Ms. Collins' three-four combo, I should say, third and fourth grade combination at Adams Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Missouri woman freaked out by nickel-sized spider stuck in her ear.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Avista.
Avista.
Well, we've all heard the saying, not all heroes wear capes.
Right.
Magicians do.
Mm. Maybe in the cartoons.
Some heroes wear something besides capes. Some heroes wear clocks.
Oh.
On their chest.
Like Flava Flav?
Like Flavor Flav, Jay. That is right. Your mom, she knew what was up.
Yeah.
She has a thing for Flavor Flav. She's smitten with him. He is her favorite rapper.
Favorite rapper, yep.
Because she met him in an airport once and said, oh, that Mr. Flav was so nice.
So great. Now, just to clarify, she you had to be introduced to him. You know, it wasn't like she just walked up and saying, Mr. Flav, you're my favorite.
But once she met him, was like, oh, what a nice man.
Treated her like gold.
Yep.
To his credit.
He has a lot of gold, if you've seen
him. Yeah, oh yeah. He does travel very incognito, though, with that clock around his neck.
That's true. Flavor Flav is determined now to help America.
Okay.
By saving Red Lobster. You've heard the talk, right, that Red Lobster is in trouble. They closed 99 stores.
Uh-huh.
There's a chance of, you know, complete bankruptcy. That Red Lobster could be gone. But Flavor Flav is not going to let it happen.
Flavor Flav is going to happen.
He's not. He's not going to let it happen.
Oh.
He said Cheddar Bay biscuits are his favorite food in the entire world.
That's hilarious.
And he will not have them go away. He is set to talk to Red Lobster this week about a potential collaboration.
With like, so I'm not 100% sure how that would work.
I don't know either, Jay.
Okay, all right.
But, I mean, you team up with Flavor Flav, and I don't know, he somehow makes you popular again.
What was the other thing that he was teaming up with?
Yeah, he was. What was he? He was just in the news just before that, like about 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Oh, you know what it was? It was water polo. Wasn't it the water polo team? Am I thinking the wrong person?
Women's water polo?
Yeah. Wasn't that
I do think I remember hearing something about that, Steve.
Let me see.
I think that was it.
He agrees to be U.S. women's water polo team hype man.
Okay. And now, I mean, what a combo.
I don't know. I didn't know Flavor they asked Flav. For one, but, you
what
know.
A combo.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't necessarily need it.
But, no.
For the Olympics, I'm assuming.
Yeah, for the Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. I mean, what a that resurgence, awesome. Man.
And now he is going to save Red Lobster.
I need to call my mom.
A photo on X.
Call my mother and tell her.
From inside one of the Red Lobsters.
Oh, nice.
With all the menu items he ordered in front of him.
Oh, wow.
Which was every single one of them.
He ordered the entire menu?
Meant it when I said I was going to do anything and everything to keep Red Lobster going.
That's awesome.
Save the Cheddar Bay biscuits. I ordered the whole menu. He ordered everything off the
menu.
That's
hilarious.
And apparently is going to meet with Red Lobster. Can you imagine Red Lobster? They're going through all this. They're like, okay, we're struggling financially.
Right.
We're closing stores.
We got to get it. We have to meet on this. We have to get together. Brainstorm.
How are we going to save this? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? Red Lobster, a tradition in America.
Yeah.
Flavor Flav wants to talk. I mean, there's no such thing as bad ideas. Let's meet with it.
You take the call, right?
You take the call from Flavor Flav.
Yeah, you take it.
I mean, well, let's take a guess at his net worth. I just discovered
I'll say $30 million.
Steve?
Oh, it's got to be more than that. I'll say $45 million.
How do you feel about $2 million?
Yeah, see.
Oh, really?
It's not a lot.
That's what he said when he found out. He's like, I better become the hype man for the women's Olympic water polo team, and maybe that Red Lobster thing's looking good for me.
Yeah, I don't. Flavor Flav hasn't really done a lot to make a lot of money lately.
No, not for, you know, 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, $2 million is $2 million, though.
And yeah, it's still not bad, but he's not going to save Red Lobster.
I mean, he's pulling Social Security at this point, so that should.
Is he really?
He's 65.
No. Yeah. Okay, I did not know that, Jay.
Yeah,
I did not know Flavor Flav was 65. I'm okay, here well, for you. By the way, Red Lobster.
Hmm.
I'm embarrassed to say I've never eaten there. I went into it one time because a girl who worked there.
Here we go.
Was, yeah. Why did I go there? Oh,
well, she probably worked there.
No, she had tickets that she was selling or something to a concert.
Oh,
so I went in there.
You went in to meet a scalper.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
What a place to do that at.
No.
Hey, man, I got the tickets. You want to meet me at the Red Lobster?
Yeah, or
maybe
up with
I was
lobster.
Selling her tickets. I can't remember.
Yeah, trade you a couple of lobster tails for some tickets to Lone Star. You know what I'm saying?
It had something to do with something about tickets. And I went in there.
Something
and
to do with something.
That's very
I remember
sketch.
She was busy, so I had to sit around and watch. And I was just watching all the food go by and smelling all of it. I thought, good Lord, I need to come to Red Lobster. And then I never did, and now they're going to go out of business because of me.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Mike Tyson audio. It sounds like an alien.
Or like animals fighting or something.
Kevin James.
You know what it kind of sounds like? A little bit?
What's that?
You know when you hold your cheeks and you go... Kind of sounds like that.
Do it again.
Same.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget you can download the Coyote Country app. It's free. You can take us with you. You can listen on your smart speaker. You can listen to your smart TV. How about that?
Oh, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, you can actually do that on YouTube.
What do they show while you're listening to us?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure on that.
I wonder if it's video of us. That would be something.
That would be horrible. But anyway, you can still do it.
You're correct.
Oh, you quickly changed your mind.
Well, he started thinking about it and the whole hair thing.
I thought it would be something, but I didn't think it was going to be a good something. Let's put it that way.
Maybe it's just like your giant faces or something.
I'm going to guess it's just one of those screens that's promoting whatever, you know, system you have. You know how that is? Or they just put or the pictures just rotate through. Here's a picture of Indonesia's beautiful waterfall. And you go, we should go there. And then you don't.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help
with your calls.
It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it.
There's no need to wait.
It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Alrighty, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. How do you politely tell someone to please stop talking? My sister's boyfriend is one of those guys that just can't stop talking. If someone has a story, he has a story. No matter the topic, he's always got something to add. It's just kind of exhausting. Overall, he is a great guy. He treats my sister amazingly, so we love him, but it's just a lot to handle. I've told my sister how we feel, and she said, well, I can't tell him that. It would crush him, and he's just being nice. So is there a way for us, like my mom and my other sister and I, to get involved? Or is this a situation that we just have to learn to tolerate? I'm afraid it will take its toll over time with family events, dinners, etc. What are your thoughts?
All right, 509-441-0999 to call or text. Try this. Shutta ya yappa.
Shutta ya yappa?
Since somebody just texted in.
Shutta ya yappa.
It's shut ya. Shut ya yappa. Okay.
Shutta
ya yappa.
Shutta ya yappa.
Hey, shutta ya yappa. Oh, that's hilarious. I don't know if that'll work, but you could try it.
That is a hard one, right? Because it's like, and it doesn't sound like he is trying to be the arrogant one-up guy or anything like that.
I don't think most people who do that, if they're nice people, are doing it because they're trying to one-up.
He's just
excited and participating and has, you know, stories and stuff. He's like, yeah, well, I did that once, you know.
And he's probably thinking, these guys love me.
This is the person that's doing the last text message, the last email. This is that guy.
The person who just keeps has to be have the last word. You think this is the last word guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Sounds like it, no?
Not to me. No, it just sounds like a guy who means well but talks too much.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah. I think that's probably right.
I know a guy like this who's great, and we all joke around about it that he talks a lot.
Right.
Like he knows because we've made it aware. And his
that you have to do it
his
humor,
wife
though,
has
don't
made
you?
It aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can just do the, well, Kevin, it's someone else's time to tell a story.
Right. Absolutely.
If you do it like that, if you're going to try to actually change him, probably not. Making him more self-aware, yeah, that's possible.
I mean, Lori says this on Facebook. Let's see. He's a great guy.
Right.
He treats your sister amazingly.
Right.
Your sister has no problem with his talking.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should be the one that will change your actions instead of
honestly,
trying to change
yeah.
his.
It might be a you thing at that point. And you don't have to live with it, so you might just have to tolerate it. Or you could say, hey, shut a yappa.
Shut a yappa.
That's great. I do like what Justin says on Facebook. Did you see that, Kevin?
He just turns down his hearing aids. That's not an option for everyone, though.
I like that, though.
That's not the Justin I was talking about.
Oh.
Is there another Justin?
Well, I mean, obviously.
Okay. Another Justin says, play some Run DMC. You talk too much.
Okay.
That's what I did with my brother-in-law. Got the hint.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Okay. That's kind of a funny way of doing it. Yeah.
That's your humor. There you go.
I did like this one, too, where you just, every time you pause, like before, like, you know, say you got your part of the story's over, you quickly, before he has a chance to say anything, say something like, well, Greg, I know you have something to add.
Well, jeez. I don't.
hey, Greg, shut up, yappa.
The thing I do worry about is what Candace says right here. She says, my sister-in-law is obnoxiously like this as well.
Okay.
And in reality, I just try to avoid her as much as I can. See, and that's the thing that I think this sister is worried about, is that, like, in time, it's going to take its toll.
Yeah, I get what they're saying.
To where you're, you know, hey, it's Thanksgiving, and nobody wants to sit by so-and-so, because you know it's going to be... So I do think it would be best for him to find out.
Mildly
and maybe he can't change.
Mildly annoying in the big picture. Compared to what could be some of the problems, but still, I get it, how family events, that could wear on you a little bit. Do it with humor. Do it with, well, shut a yappa. Try that. Rock, paper, scissors to see who doesn't get to have a story after I'm done talking. One, two, three.
This is a great conversation between Stephanie and Christy Joe. Stephanie says, I have anxiety, and when I'm uncomfortable, I just spew.
Sure.
Also, story for story is a way ADHD people relate to others and fit in. I would attest to this. Make him more at ease or give him time.
Mm-hmm.
Meet him where he is and realize that his stories aren't to one-up anyone. It's just a way to make him feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Christy Joe says, I agree with this totally, yet I'll admit sometimes I even annoy myself.
So she looks in the mirror, shut a yappa.
Yeah, it is one of those where you go, God.
I just have one question. Are his stories entertaining and fun?
I don't know. That I don't know, Jay. It doesn't give us enough details.
Because, I mean, if they're not, after the story, you could always go, wow, that would have been great had that been entertaining. I mean, that's subtle. I mean,
here's an idea. When you tell these little stories, why don't you have a point?
Do we still have that drop? Do we still have that? Have a point. Oh, dang it. If I could only spell and type faster. We don't have.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You ain't make me, so you can't break me. You didn't build me, so you can't kill me.
Kevin James.
Okay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Okay. Another chance to qualify for $500 worth of free fuel is on the way. Hold on. What else do we have today? We have some watershed tickets to give away. We've got some Web Slew jet boat race tickets to give away. Or as Steve likes to say, water slew tickets. That's great. Close enough.
Yeah.
Lind Combine Derby tickets, Demo Derby tickets to give away. We got all kinds of stuff. So
You know, it's so easy to combine things. That's the problem.
Steve, do you have any idea what a combine derby is?
Jay explained it to me the other day.
Oh, you did? Okay, very good.
He looked at me baffled, and I was like, well, you should...
And rightfully so.
Oh, well, without question. Yeah.
Well, I knew what a combine was. I knew what a demo derby was. So, I mean, I guess I could have.
It just seems like it couldn't be a real thing, though.
Do you have any interest in going out this year and, like, checking out Harvest somewhere?
Checking out Harvest?
Yeah, like, go out and ride on the combine for a little bit, ride in the truck for a little bit, check out the whole process. Would you have any desire for that?
I mean, I guess.
We could certainly arrange it. I mean, we have a lot of listeners who would love to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been offered to, like, go on a farm with someone and whatever, but then they just never followed through. Or I guess I didn't. So, I mean, I guess I would. I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, we could do the whole process. I mean, we could not do just the harvest. We could do, you know, like, go do the cow thing, all that stuff.
Yeah, farming. Farming 101.
Ranching. Do some more ranching.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very handsy. Good with my hands.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what? Sorry. HR has called.
Good with my hands.
Just play that clip over and over again of Steve saying, hey, I'm very handsy.
Very handsy.
Okay.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Morgan Wallen has broken another record without throwing a chair. This time he is... now the new champion of the most weeks at number one in the Hot 100 all-genre chart after being number one for his 19th week. And so what they do is they break it down by decade. So in the 2020s is what they're looking at right now.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift had 18, and she had her record broken because Morgan Wallen now has 19 weeks at number one.
And is that... it doesn't have to be the same song. It can be any song.
Yep.
And this is not an album.
Nope.
Hot
100 singles. Yep.
Gotcha. So this is now, his name has just been at the top, and I'm assuming it's with Post Malone right now that's at the top?
I would assume that. Maybe either that one or Cowgirls, but probably the Post Malone song, I would guess. Yeah. So 19 weeks in the 2020s. That's a lot of weeks when we're only in 2024. We have a lot of time left of the 2020s. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
And him and Taylor might have quite the...
that'll be a battle.
Quite the little battle of back and forth who's going to dominate.
Well, also, there was a weird... I don't know if it's weird or not, but people are starting to look into it. He posted something. Morgan posted something. First of all, you saw the bar grand opening over the weekend, right? Did you see videos of it?
No, I did not.
Oh, man, the line was insane. First of all, they were going to postpone it, and they did. And then they were like, well, CMA Music Fest is in town, which means... you know, Nashville is insane. I don't know if you've seen the brightness, because guess what? Most of acts are in town.
This is a busy, busy week in Nashville.
So, and I think he also set the record for most hotels booked. It was in relation to a concert, because Taylor Swift had that, of course. So his was, let's see, where was it? It was, at the Nissan Stadium run there. And now for the weekend in Nashville, record-setting hotel bookings. So I hope you're not flying to Nashville because you're probably not going to get one.
Huh, okay.
In the meantime.
By the way, it is Morgan and Post that is number one.
There
I had
you go.
Some help.
Perfect, thank you.
Let's see what else. A bar song, Tipsy by Shaboozy, is in the top five.
Yep.
I was looking at other songs that have country flavor to them. Zach Bryan, Pink Skies.
Okay, yep.
At number six. Then we have, I'm trying to see if there's another country one. Where's the next country one? Another Zach Bryan with Casey Musgraves. I remember everything.
I do too.
And number 18. And then right there at number 20, talking about them cowgirls. Morgan and Ernest.
Morgan posted this thing on social media, and it's just him sitting in a studio, like on a little couch.
Yeah.
With his head down. And that's not a big
deal.
Hopefully
he's thinking about it.
Yeah, he's just thinking, right? And then what made people think that he might be working on a new album is up in the upper left-hand corner is the emoji of a chef. So,
he's cooking.
Cooking, right.
Oh.
People are like, oh, cooking. Now, Kevin,
cooking up some ideas.
This is always a fun game with this Morgan Wallen album. One Thing at a Time was released. How long ago, Kevin?
March of, no, wait, that was the double album.
You can do it.
I don't know. I don't know when this last one was released.
15 months ago.
Okay.
It just feels like it was 3 years ago.
Well, not really, though, because the double album, I mean, that's what's weird, right?
They were close.
Had two huge albums.
Yeah, they were close.
Right back to back.
Yeah, well, could be three now, so he's working on the new one. At least that's what they're assuming. So there you go. There's your Morgan news.
Thank you, Jay. That was a lot of news.
It was a lot. Yeah, sorry about that. It was a lot.
No, that was okay. I mean, he's a very popular guy. Did you see Shania trying to just do her Shania thing?
I don't know what that is.
She was up on stage singing, going, oh, don't be stupid.
Even you know I love you.
I don't remember what song it was. But she's up there singing, and she's got a drumstick from the drummer.
Okay, yeah, she likes to go play the drums, go back there and kind of,
So now she's got a drumstick in one hand, she's got a mic in the other hand.
She's just off.
She was caught up in the moment.
Got the looks, but have you got the touch? Oh, no. Did she mistake them for each other?
She just pulls the drumstick up to her mouth and tries to sing and realizes, oops. And then she just laughs. She just busts into laughter.
Like, whoa, wait, got confused.
And she was like, oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Couldn't hear me.
She goes, please tell me someone caught that on tape. And, of course, they did.
That's awesome.
And she goes, watching it makes me laugh over and over again. The look on my face where I shove the drumstick into my face and start singing and then go, oh, that's not a microphone.
God, you're lucky she didn't hurt herself. You know, it's like, oh, got a little too close, poked my eye out.
Pretty funny.
Ooh, yeah, that could be trouble. Yeah.
You know who would really, she would, I think, probably really appreciate Steve because, as he said earlier, he's really handsy.
Yeah, I know Shania likes that.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But you know, on the course, I feel like it would be a lot better. Like if you were playing.
And you just brought your dog?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't even know if they allow that now that you said that. Never seen.
Oh, I think that would be actually a nice little adventure for the pup.
Do you?
Kevin James.
You don't like that?
Who talks like that?
A nice little adventure for the pup. Steve, apparently, Jay.
What'd I say? What'd I do?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
This guy. By the way, Justin texted in when that Shania song was playing. Getting some weird looks cranking that song while I'm on the backhoe on the job site.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come on, man. That's what that song's made for.
It's a good song.
Yeah. It's a get up and go song. Get the backhoe going. All right, let's do it, Kevin.
We'll find out whose brain is greater with the Jay and Kevin guesstimator.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how we doing, Jay?
Good, man. You're first through. That means you get to choose either me or Kevin to represent you in a game of guesstimator.
I just have a question to ask Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, are you handsy?
I'm very handsy.
You had to look up the meaning of that.
Let's go. Gosh dang it. Come on. I need this. Let's go do it for me, Jay.
All right.
Do it for me, Jay.
All right. Hold on a second. Dang it. Trina.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
All right. Trina.
You've got me, Trina.
Kevin's going to represent you in the game of guesstimator, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Just for
you just sit back and enjoy the ride.
What?
Well, because she sounded a little confused, like what she was supposed to do next.
Yeah, well, she's done it. That's all she has to do.
That's it.
I don't know if you want to ask opinions, but they're there if you need them, Kevin. All right, let's get going here. First one. How many rounds do we have, Steve?
I mean, I have 7 questions, but we don't necessarily need to get through all of them.
Let's see how we do.
Yeah. Let's start with number one. How about that?
That's a great idea. I like to start there. That's the beginning.
And I know I feel like I've messed this up a little bit, but we'll see how this goes.
Oh, man. What's happening?
I told him, Jay, was do it like you used to do Beat the Show questions.
Oh, no. Well, we'll see how we do that.
I may have switched things around now. I'm not sure. All right. How many undergraduate students graduated from Gonzaga this May?
Oh,
see, that's a great one,
I like
Steve.
It. Okay. I have it written down.
I have as well.
Okay. I'll go first, Kevin. I said 1,100.
I said 1,245.
1,148.
Yes. All right. That's good news.
Boy, we were right
there. 1 point for us, Jeff.
Let's go, Jay. Come on, baby.
1-0. Okay.
All right. How many minutes is the movie The Titanic?
Ooh.
So many. So many minutes. So many minutes. Okay.
Wait, let me write my number down. Okay, I got my number, Kevin.
I'm going to go. Okay. Oh, I got it.
Okay. You want to say it out loud, or are we supposed to guess?
I'm 178.
187.
195.
Oh.
Three hours and 15 minutes.
Jay, again with the point.
Man, 2-0. You're okay.
Like Price is writing him.
Well, he really is.
Sort of, except for the fact that when you don't know, you know, say, I can't just go, you know, $1. Because he...
Oh, yeah, you don't even know. Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't know his answer before I write it down.
This is wild, Len.
So many minutes would have been a better answer, Kevin.
Yeah, that is true.
So many.
And does he get half a point for that? Or?
He gets a funny point.
Okay.
But so did Jeff, so they canceled.
Here comes the comeback.
All right.
2-0. Here we go.
How many posts does George Burge have on his Instagram?
Posts?
Yeah.
How many posts?
Wow. Like a lifetime, you're saying.
Yeah, on his Instagram page.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm in. I said 58.
I said 144.
691.
Oh, point for me.
I was trying to decide whether it was going to be a whole bunch or almost none, and I went with the lower.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, 2-1.
All right, you're back in the game now.
Yeah, Kevin, you're on the board, baby.
On average, the Postal Service processes how many address changes each day?
Wow. In the United States of America?
Mm-hmm. This is according to their website.
Okay. A day.
Can I tell you if it's a big or a small number?
No.
No. Okay. It's called guesstimator for a reason,
all
Steve.
Right. Well, then go ahead and guess.
All right. Am I first, Kevin, or are you first? I think I went first last time, but I'll do it again. 38,416.
Wow, 38,000. I said 2,800.
50,227.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you believe that? That's crazy.
That is crazy. Isn't that something? How about that? 3-1. Kevin, you got to get this one. You got to lock me out here, or it's best of seven. You got to lock me out, bud.
All right. What is the Guinness World Record for highest mileage on a car?
Oh, that's easy.
All right, I'm in.
This was set in like 2014 or something.
What do you got, Kev?
I'm just going to go 1,100,000 miles.
I said 2.8 million.
3,250,257.
No,
let's go.
That's not real. That is not
let's
real.
Go.
Yeah. You go. How about that, man?
Beer's on me, baby.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah. Okay. All I got to do is drive to the gorge to get it. So, watershed tickets for Jeff. Hey, you know what? Hold on for 1 second. Hey, Trina?
Yes?
Here's the thing. I have some other tickets to some other events, and I'm going to let you choose if you decide you want to go to either the Webb Slough Jet Boat Races or if you want to go to the Lind Combine Demo Derby. If you want either of those, you can choose one of those, okay? As like a runner-up.
Okay.
I know.
How about the jet boat races?
Jet boat races. Okay, yeah. Hold on for 1 second. Yeah, the Webb Slough Jet Boat Races. Those are awesome. So congratulations to Jeff. He got to go to, gets to go to Watershed, and Trina's going to go to the jet boat races. Kevin, I'm sorry to say, you did okay.
You're not sorry at all.
Well,
you're
not
enjoying your rightness today.
Wait, do you want to hear the other two questions? Do you still want to guess?
Sure, yeah. Let's see if Kevin can make a comeback again.
Yeah, okay. How many people were involved in the largest human mattress dominoes record?
How many people?
Yeah.
Oh, 3,112.
No, it was 5,800.
2,355.
Oh, see, Kevin, you'd have got
point
that.
For me. Yeah,
all right, yeah. And last
now
question.
That it doesn't matter.
Well,
wait, one more question. How many pages are in all of the Harry Potter books together?
That is a great question.
That is a great question. 30, no, 40.
Yeah,
4,896. 4,896.
I was going to go 5,500.
3,407.
That's not that bad, really.
That's just a Saturday night.